5 Reasons to Walk Out on the 13th of July. Number 2, No to Trump's Climate Change Chaos. Ron James, Sheffield Socialist Students. Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the non-binding Paris Climate Change Agreement was not only a major defeat for even this week's attempt at tackling global warming, but also an example of his continuation of protectionist and isolationist policies. Despite only being voluntary, and with a lack of enforcement on the terms, Trump's approach shows disdain for the aim of a real and sustainable approach to tackling rising global temperatures. Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Agreement was not only influenced by key far-right Republican Party cabinet members, who have benefited from oil companies' large donations, but also intended as a warning shot to other major industrial capitalist countries, mainly China. Trump's plan of an industrial renaissance is designed to undermine China's production power, and is further proof of a continuing capitalist competition. This can also be seen through Trump's developing trade war on steel. Withdrawing from the Paris Agreement not only allows Trump to refire the coal furnaces, which would solidify part of his core vote, but also show that he will act in the interests of US capitalism, no matter the consequences, to attempt to reassert economic dominance. During Trump's time as president, it is clear that he has allied himself with the fossil fuel industry. It has been revealed that over $107 million was donated towards Trump's inauguration, with companies like BP and ExxonMobil putting forward six-figure sums. But most significantly, a contribution of $250,000 was made by Kelly Warren, CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, the company in charge of building the Dakota oil pipeline. It shows the corruption of Trump's government, as the last stage of building the Dakota pipeline was given the green light despite regular oil leakages that pose a significant threat of contaminating water sources. His continuation of such policies shows that he has little care in maintaining the environment for future generations. This is also the narrative of his economic strategy. He is interested in quick fixes rather than long-term solutions. But economic protectionism can have disastrous consequences. Trump's policies will unravel, and it could be the starting pistol for a new economic crisis. Capitalism is willing to exploit every natural resource to squeeze out the last drops of profit. We must have public democratic ownership of the large fossil fuel companies and socialist planning to minimize the effect of climate change. See Socialist Students Walk Out Against Trump event on Facebook.